Jigsaw is a particularly effective way to have students collaborate when reading. We often think interaction is best when we are trying to get students' reactions to some text, or maybe a video or a podcast or some other artifact. But Jigsaw is useful when you have an article, chapter, or perhaps a few articles that you want students to read for information. For this podcast, let's assume you have 5 case studies that you want the class to study during a class session. Jigsaw starts with you dividing the class into groups. Divide them, in our case, into 5 groups and give every member of the group the same case study. They read the case and summarize it. It's sometimes helpful to give students some questions to answer about the case that they have been assigned. Once the group has finished reviewing the case they were assigned, the class is divided into new groups, but this time the groups comprise students who reviewed different case studies. In these new groups, the students take turns explaining the case study they looked at in detail. In the end, each student will have participated in 1 in-depth study of a case and heard about the other 4. When I use a Jigsaw activity, I typically will not assign the cases ahead of time. The first time they see them is when they arrive. I also want to make sure everybody gets a copy of all the cases so they can use them as they want for further study. In my CIS courses, I have used Jigsaw to introduce different internet protocols, to study different types of graphs in Excel, and for other lessons. Keep this in mind and give it a try sometime.